福音第十章。
Shall we read Matthew chapter?
16节，我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
Verse 16, Behold, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves, therefore be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves.
24节，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
Verse 24, A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master.
然后第39节。
Verse 39.
得着生命的将要失散生命，为我失散生命的将要得着生命。
He who has found his life shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it.
人接待你们的就是接待我，接待我就是接待那差我来的。
He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me.
因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐。人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。
He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
无论何人因为门徒的名，只把一杯凉水给小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward.
我们再有点简单祷告。
Shall we close, open a word of prayer?
主啊，我们实在需要你。
Lord, we indeed need you.
需要你托住我们在座的每一位。
Lord, will you uphold each and every one of us?
叫我们真的能听见你的声音。
That we might be able to truly hear your voice.
主啊，这是你的怜悯。
Lord, it's your mercy.
我们说我们都在这里。
Lord, we say we are all here.
我们在你的脚前。
Lord, we are at your feet.
求你不放过我们。
Lord, would you not lose, let us go?
对我们每一个人说话。
Speak to each and one of us.
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
All glory and love be unto you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们看过马太五章、六章、七章，是我们的主说的第一段的话。
Just now we saw Matthew 5-7 is the first portion of our Lord's words.
然后到了第十章，是主说的第二段的话。
And then to chapter 10 is the second portion of the Lord's words.
马太五六七是说到国度的实际。
Matthew 5-7 is about the kingdom's reality.
第十章是给我们看见国度与做主的门徒。
And chapter 10 talks about the kingdom and the disciples.
我们知道主呼召他的门徒，目的要叫他们做天国的子民。
The Lord calls his disciples so that we might be sons of the kingdom.
所以如果预备好了门徒，就预备好了国度。
And so prepared disciples means a prepared kingdom.
所以神呼召他们。
And so God calls them.
主呼召他们。
God, the Lord calls them.
让他们日夜和主在一起。
The day and night that he is with the day of the Lord.
现在也打发他们出去。
And that now he sends them forth.
不过主告诉他们说，他们去如同羊进入狼群。
But the Lord tells them they are as sheep in the midst of wolves.
还有不要思虑到底应该讲什么话，说什么话。
And they are not to be anxious as to what they shall speak.
这里第十章二十节说，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们的父的灵在你们里头说的。
For verse 20 says, For it is not you who speak, but it is the spirit of your father who speaks in you.
所以我们的主老早就告诉我们说，这个告诉我们说门徒的路是怎样的一条路。
And so right from the beginning, the Lord has already mentioned what is the way for the disciples.
再读下去，你就看见这是做门徒的代价。
And then following that is the cost of discipleship.
所以主说，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
And so a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master.
所以这就叫我们想起大卫，跟随大卫的人。
And so we think of the people who are followers of David.
很清楚的，大卫有一帮人来跟随他。
And so very clearly,David had followers.
那今天我们跟随了我们的大卫。
And today we follow our true David.
主老早告诉我们说，做门徒的代价是什么。
And the Lord right from the start told us the cost of discipleship.
不过主也告诉我们，这个做门徒的赏赐是什么。
But the Lord also told us about the reward of discipleship.
在旧约里面两种人最重要的。
And in the Old Testament, two classes of people are the most important.
一个是先知。
One is prophet.
一个是义人。
And another is righteous man.
结果门徒的赏赐乃是先知加上义人的赏赐。
And so the disciple's reward is the prophet's reward and the righteous man's reward.
所以第十章乃是讲到国度和怎样做主的门徒。
And so chapter 10 talks about kingdom and discipleship.
那我们来到第十一章。
And when we come to chapter 11,
你就记得你就注意到，十一章的前面告诉我们说，施洗约翰怎样对主失望。
And so chapter 11 beginning part talks about John the Baptist was disappointed with the Lord.
那后面你看见许多人 许多人不接受我们的主。
And then the later part, many people rejected the Lord.
他在好几个城行了好多的神迹。
He performed many miracles in different cities.
结果没有人接受他。
And finally, no one accepted him.
所以这是他一生恐怕是最不容易的时候。
Probably this was his most difficult time of his life.
不要忘记。
No, let's not forget.
他就像大卫一样。
He was like David.
被人误会。
He was misunderstood.
被人弃绝。
He was rejected.
他们就是不相信他。
They just cannot believe in him.
那现在你看我们的主的祷告
And so our Lord's prayer
他是父啊天地的主我感谢你
Say Father in heaven I thank you
他说你把这些事像聪明通达的人就藏起来像婴孩就显出来
Thou didst hide these things from the wise and intelligent and didst reveal them to babes
法利赛人文士他们是聪明的人
Pharisees and scribes they are the intelligent
结果就隐藏起来了
And they are hidden
但是婴孩呢就这些门徒
But the babes are the disciples
因着他们像婴孩一样
Because they
所以呢
are like babes,
就显出来了
And so they become manifested
那弟兄姊妹这个就是十一章的后半段
This is the latter part of chapter 11
但是前面半段也很重要
But the first part is also important
就是施洗约翰误会我们的主
And that's when John the Baptist misunderstood the Lord
因为他想如果我们的主真的是弥赛亚的话
Because if our Lord is truly the Messiah
那么他应该用铁杖管辖万国。
Then he ought to rule with an iron rod.
他应该对付那些罪人。
He ought to deal with the sinners.
他有能力把他从监牢里面拯救。
The Lord could, by his power, release John the Baptist from prison.
所以我们知道原因为什么施洗约翰会失望呢
？And so the reason why John the Baptist was disappointed.
那是因为他误会了。
Because he
他看不清楚天国。
He could not see clearly the kingdom of heaven.
他只看见天国属地的部分。
Because he only saw the earthly part of the kingdom of heaven.
他没有想到天国还有属天的部分。
Because he didn't know that kingdom of heaven had a heavenly compartment.
那说到这里的有几节圣经很重要，我们特别把它提清楚。
There are a couple of very important verses here.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而天国里最小的。
Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
那为什么天国里最小的比施洗约翰还要大呢
Why is it that the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist?
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament
凡妇人所生的没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰
Those who are born of women, no one is greater than John the Baptist
你再读下去
But you read further on
先知和律法说预言到约翰为止
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John
所以整个旧约到了约翰就结束了
And so the whole entire Old Covenant terminated with John the Baptist.
那么从约翰开始以后
From John the Baptist onwards,
尤其是从我们的主来了以后
Ever since the Lord Jesus came,
那这个时候天国就开始了
And then the beginning of the kingdom of heaven.
那你明白吗
So do you see?
为什么天国最小的比他还要大呢
Why is it that the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist?
约翰是属于神国度里面的
John the Baptist is in the kingdom of God.
但是因为他是律法和先知最后的
Because he is the last of the prophets and the law.
所以就做分类来讲，他是属于什么？是属于这个？是属于什么？属于旧约的，也是属于以色列国的。
And so John the Baptist belonged to the Old Testament and to Israel.
那么不要忘记，天国里最小的是从主耶稣那时候开始。
And so the kingdom of heaven, the least, begins with the Lord Jesus.
那天国当然是属天的国。
And so the kingdom of heaven is heavenly.
他们里面都有生命，就像他们父亲的生命。
They have a life that of a father.
所以从这节圣经
，And so from this verse,
我们就知道说，这个天国是从主耶稣来的时候开始算起的。
So the kingdom of heaven begins from the point that the Lord Jesus came.
那施洗约翰刚好在这个以前。
And John the Baptist was just before this.
所以这就是为什么天国里最小的比他还要大。
And so that's why the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist.
这是第一点。
First point.
第二点呢
Second point.
自从施洗约翰的时候直到如今
And from John the Baptist until now.
天国是努力进入的。
The kingdom of heaven is to be entered by violent men.
努力的人就得着了。
And so violent men suffer, take it by force.
那我们注意啊。那请我们注意这里的话
And so let's take note of the words here.
就是自从天国开国以后 开始以后
since the advent of the kingdom of heaven,
现在有一个原则是我们主说的
there is a principle here which the Lord said,
天国是努力进入的
those who enter kingdom of heaven suffer violence,
努力的人就得着了
and violent men take it by force.
那我们晓得这个努力在原文是用暴力
And so here, in the original means violence.
所以进天国是有条件的。
And so there is a condition of entering the kingdom of heaven.
那进天国的人是什么样的人呢
And so what kind of people enter the kingdom of heaven?
他需要用暴力才可以。
They need to use violence.
但是我们知道圣经里面的思想不可能用别人用暴力的。
But we know that in the Bible it's not using violence on others.
所以这里的暴力是指的你自己用说的。
You use it upon yourself.
当你舍己的时候
When you take up the cross,
你是对自己残忍。
And you are cruel to yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们背起十字架来跟从主
？Whenever we carry the cross and follow after the Lord Jesus.
那么我们对自己就用暴力。
Then unto ourselves we use violence.
那这样的人他就得着国度了。
This kind of people obtain the kingdom.
我想这是很清楚的。
This is very clear.
我想这一段插进来的话，我们特别解释一下。
And so we particularly explain these verses.
然后呢，到了十二章。
And then in chapter 12.
你看见门徒们他们在安息日。这个掐起麦穗来吃好像犯了安息日了我们的主就给他们看见原来我们的主就是大卫当初大卫在安息日的时候怎么吃饼没有犯安息日还有跟随大卫的人也饿了
And those who followed David were also hungry.
所以我们的主引这一段圣经。
And so the Lord used these verses.
目的是提醒他们说，他就是像大卫一样。
To remind them that they are he is like unto David.
而且他是被弃绝的。
He is and he has been rejected.
他们不接受他。
They do not accept him.
所以你从十一章到十二章。
So chapters 11 and 12.
你看见我们的主一再被弃绝。
And so once again the Lord was rejected.
起初的时候，他打发门徒们到。犹太人弥失羊那里去
And so, originally, he sent his disciples to the lost sheep of Israel.
结果他被拒绝了
And then he was rejected.
最后呢他就被退到海边去
And then he declined to the
退到旷野去
to the wilderness.
同时呢他就开始呼召门徒了
And then he called his disciples.
所以我们读到十二章的时候
So when we read chapter 12,
我们就晓得这个时候我们的主来到自己的地方
And so the Lord came unto his own place,
那自己的人却不接待他
And his own people rejected him.
所以处处给我们看见我们的主是被弃绝的王
And so he is a rejected king.
当初大卫怎样被弃绝
At the time when David was rejected,
现在我们的主也怎样被弃绝
Now the Lord was similarly rejected.
然后我们就来到第十三章
And then we come to chapter 13.
那十三章就是我们主所说过话的第三段
And chapter 13 is the third portion of our Lord's words.
我们已经花一点的时间解释过第十三章。
We did spend some time explaining chapter 13.
我们讲到天国的奥秘。
We talked about the mysteries of the kingdom.
那其实呢，你如果把这个读过了以后
，If you read this,
你会整理出一条思路出来。
You can find a way, a road in this.
马太五章、六章、七章是讲天国的实际。
Matthew 5 to 7 is about the realities of the kingdom.
二十三章、二十五章是讲了天国的彰显。
23-25 talk about the manifestation of the kingdom.
然后十三章呢是讲到天国的外表。
And chapter 13 is the expression of the outward expression.
你看见没？有实际，有外表，有彰显。
And so there is reality, there is expression, and there is manifestation.
那在预备天国子民的时候，主当然呼召了门徒。
And so in preparing the sons of the kingdom, he calls the disciples.
所以第十章他讲的国度。与门徒。
And so chapter 10 talk about the kingdom and the disciples.
到了十六章跟十八章，给我们看见国度与教会。
And chapter 16 and 18 talk about the kingdom and the church.
所以，如果你要明白天国的种种的话
，If you want to know all about the kingdom,
你只要读主所说的五段的话
，You must read these five portions of.
从国度的实际
，From the kingdom reality.
到国度与做主的门徒
，And to kingdom and disciples.
到国度的外表
，And to the outward expression.
到国度与教会。
and the church and the kingdom,
然后一直到国度的彰显
and then to the manifestation of the kingdom.
那这样的话你看主对于国度的真理就为我们讲得很清楚
and so this is how the Lord explains the doctrines of the kingdom very clearly.
那么讲到天国的外表
and talking about the outward expression,
我们知道有麦子也有败子
and we know that there are the tares and the wheat.
这个应该是在世界里面的光景
and this is the condition in the world.
但你教会黑暗的时候
but when the church is in the dark ages,
你看见说在教会里面充满了不信的人
and in the church, there are many unbelievers.
因为教会已经变成世界了
because the church has become the world.
你看见这是第二个比喻告诉我们的
this is the second parable.
到了第三个比喻
the third parable,
那就是给我们看见自从君士坦丁拥抱基督教以后
ever since Constantine embraced Christianity,
你看天国的外表是什么样子呢
what is the outwardness of the
他本来是一粒芥菜种
He is a mustard seed,
比什么都小的
smaller than any other seed.
结果有了畸形的发展
but it's unusual growth,
就变成一棵树了
and became a big tree.
我们知道这个芥菜、啊、跟中国的芥菜不一样
This is mustard seed is different from the Chinese
中国的芥菜是一种菜
the Chinese mustard seed is a vegetable.
但是圣经里面以色列地的那个芥菜是个灌木是个 shrub,
so, but shrub. The mustard seed here is a shrub.
所以从来没有灌木能长成大树的没有
so, never was there a shrub that can become a big tree.
所以这一定是什么一定是畸形发展的结果
and so it is a very unusual growth.
从远远看你能看见一个大树
from the afar off you can see a big tree.
而且天上的飞鸟可以住在上面
and the birds of the air can abide there.
在第一个比喻里面
in the first parable,
主已经告诉我们鸟乃是空中掌权者
and There really the birds are they reign in the air.
乃是指着恶者来说的。
Talks about the evil one.
所以现在大家明白吗
？So now you understand.
等到教会发达了
，When the church is prosperous.
现在整个的罗马帝国拥抱基督教了。
And now the whole Roman Empire embraced Christianity.
所有做神的，所有神的仆人，他的薪水都从国库里面拿的。
And、all the servants of God are now taking their salaries from the government.
你不要忧愁聚会的地方。
There's no need to worry about.
因为他们把所有的 basilica 通通打开了。
Because all the basilicas were now open.
Basilica 乃是当时所有公民聚集的地方。
Basilicas are all the public places at that time.
结果现在就给基督徒了。
And now given to Christians.
原因在哪里
？What's the reason?
本来是一颗芥菜种。
At first it was a mustard seed.
里面充满了生命。
And there was life inside.
因为它很小。
Because it's very small.
你一吹它就动了。
Because you want to blow it. It
因为它小
Because it's small,
圣灵很容易感动的
the Holy Spirit can work.
圣灵像风一样
the Holy Spirit is like wind.
因为它小
Because it's small,
所以它可以钻到任何的地方去
And you can go to any small hole.
在石头缝里面
In all the,
它也可以进去
holes of the stones, it can go in.
然后可以长大
And it can grow.
然后树长起来的时候
And then when the tree grows,
就把石头把它弄破了
And then it shatters the stones.
所以芥菜种
And so,
就告诉我们说
tells us,
教会应该是最小最小的
Tells us that the church ought to be the
是充满生命的
full of life,
但是也是圣灵最容易感动的
where the Holy Spirit can move.
无论到哪里
Wherever you go,
你看生命就长大了
where life is.
但是很可惜
But unfortunately,
这一颗芥菜结果变成了大树
This mustard seed has become a huge tree.
这就叫你想起但以理书里面的大树
And this reminds us of Daniel's account of the big tree.
但以理书那个大树是指着巴比伦帝国来说的。
And that big tree is an empire of Babylon.
所以当你看见一棵树的时候
When you see a big tree,
你就晓得教会已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
And the church has been moved to Babylon.
所以这就是教会黑暗的时候。
And this is when the church is in the dark.
那不光这样。
So,
到了第四个比喻的时候
parable,
你看有一个妇人把这个三斗面呢、啊、把这个来了以后就用面酵藏在三斗里面
you see a woman who took and hid in three packs of meal,
一直等到全团都发起来
it was all leaven,
神的话就是三斗面
and the Lord's word is like three packs of meal,
但是你看教这个妇人在圣经里面都代表教会的
and woman in the church represents the church.
当教会最黑暗的时候
when the church is in the darkness,
因为他们考虑到神的话太细了
Because they see God's word too detailed.
人不能解释，人不能接受的。
Because they cannot explain.
因为没有发过酵的面，细面。
Bread is not.
做出来的饼是很不容易咬的。
The bread is not easy to bite.
所以很容易伤你的牙齿。
And so very easy to hurt your teeth.
所以为着保护你的牙齿。
And so to protect your teeth.
为着叫别人容易接受这些真理。
To cause people to accept the truth.
所以教会就把教就放到神的话语里面。
The church put leaven into the church.
结果你看那面就发起来了。
And then the bread expands.
因为一发起来以后，结果就不会伤你的牙齿。
And so because the bread is leavened,
人就很容易接受了。
And so people receive the word easily.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
for that reason,
你看见在教会里面就许许多教就产生了。
And so a lot of different forms of religion appears in the
world. 好人上天堂，
good people go to heaven.
坏人下地狱，
bad people go to hell.
那不好不坏的人怎么办呢？
And those who are not good and not bad,
那个就是 purgatory, 就是所谓的炼狱了。
They go to purgatory.
弟兄姊妹， 你看见没有？
You see?
那现在你怎么样能够脱离炼狱呢？
So how do you escape from purgatory?
你就应该做这个， 就应该做那个。
You must do this good and do that.
而且现在你可以买赎罪券。
And now you can buy indulgence.
结果很多人就从炼狱里面就可以拯救出来了。
And then they can come out from purgatory.
很简单啊，
Isn't it simple?
你只要念念经就可以，
you just meditate a few,
你只要买赎罪券就可以，
buy the indulgences,
你只要到罗马去朝圣就可以，
you just, as long as you go to call to Rome.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
你看见吗？ 这个就是第四个比喻所给我们看见的。
So this is the fourth parable.
所以这就给我们看见教会到了最黑暗的时候，
so when the church reaches the darkest point,
你只看见了国度的外表，
then you see only the outward expression of the
kingdom. 所以这七个比喻实在说来是七个预言。
So seven parables are seven prophecies.
那我们没有时间来仔细来看它。
We have no time to look at that.
我觉得我们有这个概念就可以了。
As long as we have an impression.
所以大家知道说国度不光有实际，国度也有它的外表。
So the kingdom only has its reality and got its outward expression.
国度的实际是教会。
The outward reality is the outward.
所有挂主耶稣的名字，
those who just nominally hold the Lord's name.
那么也许是天主教。
It could be Catholics.
也许是摩门。
It could be Mormon.
也许是耶华见证会。
It could be Jehovah's Witness.
请记得，
please remember,
这个都是属于天国的外表的。
These are all the outward expressions.
所以主给我们看得很清楚。
And so the Lord causes us to see.
当今天基督教发达的时候，
when today Christianity is prosperous,
不要忘记，
let's not forget,
天国的实际，
the reality of the kingdom,
是在教会里面，
is in the church.
只有在教会里面主是作王的。
Only in the church is the Lord King.
虽然有的时候人挂基督徒的名字，
although there could be nominal Christians,
人挂主耶稣的名字，
they carry the name of the
人非常非常的多，
many, many people.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们要记得，
you must remember,
这个只是天国的外表。
This is only the outward expression of the kingdom.
所以这个就是马太福音 第13章。
And this is Matthew chapter 13.
然后你再读下去，
and then you read further,
你就读到了16章和18章。
And then chapter 16 and 17.
那16章跟18章 是很重要的圣经。
16 and 18 is very important.
16章可以说是我们主在地上启示的最高峰。
16 is probably is the Lord Jesus' highest revelation.
有4个最大的启示。
There are 4 revelations.
这个4个启示代表 4 major truths, 代表4个重大的真理。
There are 4 major truths.
第一，
number 1,
彼得承认我们的主是基督。
That Peter acknowledged that our Lord is Christ.
所以主告诉彼得说，
so the Lord told Peter,
这是天父指示给你的。
This is what the Heavenly Father has told you.
这不是属血肉的指示你的。
This is not what flesh and blood has.
所以你是有福的人。
And so you are blessed.
所以第一个启示乃是基督。
And so the first revelation is Christ.
所以你看全本圣经里面最大的启示就是耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And so the highest revelation of the Bible is that the Lord Jesus is Christ.
然后接着主说我也告诉你。
And so the Lord said, I tell you also.
他说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
I'll build my church upon this rock.
那弟兄姊妹， 现在你看见说， 当父把 基督启示给彼得的时候，
so when the Father revealed Christ to Peter,
彼得说， 主说， 我还要告诉你。
And so the Lord said, I tell you further.
父把他心中的秘密告诉你。
The Father revealed his heart to you.
因为基督乃是神的奥秘。
Because Christ is God's secret.
God's mystery. 我也有一个秘密。
I also have a mystery.
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
I will build my church upon this rock.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
神所启示的是基督。
What God reveals is Christ.
基督所启示的乃是教会。
What Christ reveals is the church.
基督在父神的心头上。
Christ is in the bosom of the Father.
所以神就把他启示给彼得。
And so God reveals him to
但是因为这个教会是在基督的心头上，
But because the church is in the bosom of Christ,
所以他就把教会启示给他。
And so he reveals the church to him.
所以现在有两个大的启示。
And so there are two revelations.
第一是基督。
Number one is Christ.
第二是教会。
Number two is the church.
那么教会怎么建造在这磐石上呢？
How does the church build on the rock?
因为这个时候我们的主和门徒是在该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
Because he was near Caesarea Philippi.
该撒利亚腓立比是一座城。
Caesarea Philippi is a city.
这座城啊是盖在 黑门山下的。
It's at the bottom of Mount Hermon.
所以黑门山的水如果流到山下，就变成约旦河了。
When the river from Mount Hermon flows down, it's supposed to become River Jordan.
但是不要忘记，
But let's not forget.
最早的时候，山下是一个很古老的磐石。
But originally, right from the beginning, the bottom of the mountain is a rock.
山下的水流到磐石就停止了。
And the water from the mountain flows out to the rock and stops there.
但是现在呢，这些门徒们是来到了约旦河的上游。
And so they came, the disciples came to the upper portion of the River Jordan.
所以主指着那个磐石。
And so the Lord pointed to that.
就是该撒利亚的磐石。
And that rock is Caesarea.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
I will build my church on that rock.
这什么意思呢？ 曾经有一次，
Once there was,
因为附近火山爆发的缘故，
erupted,
这个大的磐石就裂开了。
This big rock split,
因为裂开的缘故，
splitting,
所以水就从黑门山一直流透过大磐石，就流出来，就变成约旦河的上游。
And so the water from Mount Hermon went into that rock, past that rock, and now from River Jordan.
所以主给我们看见说，他怎么建造教会在这磐石上？
So how did the Lord build his church upon this rock?
这个磐石一定要裂开的。
And so this rock must split.
我们的主钉在十字架上的时候，
Our Lord was crucified on the cross.
你看神愤怒的杖落在主的磐石上。
And you know that God's wrath fell upon the rock.
结果从他的肋旁就流出血和水来。
And from his side came from blood and water.
亚当睡的时候，从他肋旁就造出夏娃来。
When Adam fell asleep from his rib from Eve.
当我们的主在十字架上睡的时候，
When our Lord Jesus fell asleep,
他的磐石裂开，
When his side,
结果就流出水来。
And the side came from blood and water.
血是为着赦免，
Blood to forgive us of our sins.
我们的水是为着供应，
And water to sustain us.
结果就建造了他的教会。
And so he built the church.
所以弟兄姊妹， 现在来到第三个启示。
This is the third revelation.
我们主就告诉门徒说他要上十字架。
And so the Lord told his apostles he will go to the cross.
没有十字架，没有教会。
No cross, no church.
所以弟兄姊妹很清楚的。
And so it's very clear here.
因着我们的主为我们钉十字架，
Because the Lord died on the cross.
所以教会才得着建造。
And so the church is built.
所以这里的第三个启示 乃是十字架， 这点很清楚的。 然后接下去， 弟兄姊妹，主所启示的乃是国度。 因为主告诉他们说， 他们有人还没有尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
Because some of you who are standing here shall not taste them until they see the kingdom of man coming in his kingdom, the kingdom of man coming in his kingdom.
那么请我们记得，
So let's remember,
这里的启示总共是四个的。
So there are four revelations.
基督，
Christ，
教会，
Church，
十字架，
Cross，
还有就是国度，
And the kingdom.
所以这是个很重大的四个启示。
So these are very four important revelations.
所以不要忘记，
Let's not forget.
为什么你愿意背起十字架来跟从主呢？
Why are you willing to carry the cross and follow after the Lord?
因为凡 为救自己生命的要丧掉生命，
Because those who wishes to save their life shall lose it.
凡为我丧掉生命的要得着生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
如果只有十字架没有国度的话，
If there is a cross and no kingdom,
这个十字架背不起的,
then we cannot carry the cross.
这条路不能走的,
because we cannot walk in this
我们损失不起,
because we cannot take
我们痛苦不起,
because we cannot take the suffering.
我们受苦不起,
because we cannot suffer.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
国度的荣耀摆在前面,
the glory of the kingdom is placed before us.
今天我失去我的魂生命,
today I lose my soul life,
到那天我要得着魂生命,
that day I will obtain.
主要擦干我们的眼泪, 我们要得着奖赏, 所以这就是第16章 我们主的教训, 现在给我们看见, 这个教训里面不只光讲到国度, 也讲到教会, 一讲到建造教会的时候, 他说阴间的门不能胜过他, 这什么意思呢? 当我们的主建立他的教会的时候, 他是建立在敌人的领土里面, 所以阴间的门就打开了。 如果大家今天到黑门山下, 那个磐石的旁边呢, 本来就是个庙的, 那代表阴间的门, 所以弟兄姊妹主指着那个磐石, 他要建造教会在这磐石上, 结果阴间的门就打开了, 但是阴间的门不能胜过他, 这是教会, 但同一个时候, 教会在五旬诞生的时候, 因为主把天国的钥匙给了彼得, 结果他用那个钥匙就开了门了。 所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 不光教会诞生了, 而且天国也开始了。 感谢主, 就做国度的实际来说, 教会就是天国。 但是不要忘记, 现在天国是今天的, 也是将来的。 我们今天如果与他一同受苦, 到那天我们就要和他一同得荣耀。 那么讲完这个以后, 过了几天, 我们的主就暗暗地 给他们看见, 到底将来的天国是怎么样。 然后主就把他们带到了变化山上。 弟兄姊妹, 那幅图画, 就是将来国度里面属天国度的图画, 这个就是第17章。 到了第18章, 不要忘记它是接着第16章的。 那么到底教会今天怎么建造呢? 它的尺寸是什么尺寸呢? 慢慢我们就懂了。 原来 天国乃是小人国,
that the kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of little ones.
每一个人的尺寸都是小的,
everyone's measurement is small.
所以他们都是小核的, 小号的人物,
they are little ones.
那今天主怎么建造他的教会呢?
How is the church built? God built church.
乃是根据天国的尺寸,
and that's the measurement of kingdom of heaven.
所以我们应当怎样呢?
And so how should we do?
十字架要有一个工作,
the cross needs to work.
要把我们转回像小孩子一样,
to make us like little children.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
因着十字架在你身上工作,
because the cross was in your life,
结果你会学习挽回你的弟兄,
then you will recover your brother.
不光挽回你的弟兄,
not only recover your brother,
你也能怜悯你的弟兄,
you have show mercy to your brother.
不光怜悯你的弟兄,
you don't need to show mercy to your brother,
而且你能饶恕你的弟兄,
you can forgive your
brother. 这个饶恕是70个7次的饶恕,
it's 70 times, 7 times forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 就这样教会就得着建造了。
so the church is built in such a way.
所以很清楚, 弟兄姊妹,
so very clearly,
这里给我们看见,
here shows us,
不是饶恕7次,
not, not forgive 7 times,
乃是饶恕别人70个7次,
but to forgive 70 times 7.
请记得,
please remember,
彼得是犹太人,
Peter was a Jew,
他知道说犹太人一天是饶恕人3次的,
that the Jew forgives 3 times a day,
早晨一次,
morning one,
中午一次, 晚上一次。 你如果在以色列国里面 一天饶恕人3次, 但是彼得觉得问主说, 我饶恕别人7次可以不可以? 为什么? 因为他觉得我比普通的要求要高得多了。 主说不是7次, 乃是70个7次。 谁是他的弟兄啊? 他说我的弟兄得罪我。 他指的是安德烈。 但是想想看, 到底是安德烈得罪彼得多呢，还是彼得得罪安德烈多？
Was it Peter who offended Andrew more, or the other way?
结果彼得到主面去打小报告。
And so, Jesus sent a, Peter.
他告诉主说：“你看我的弟兄得罪我。
You see, my brother offended me.
我饶恕他七次，可以不可以？
I forgave him 7 times.
他得罪七次，我饶恕他七次。
He offended me 7 times. I forgave 7 times.
主说不是的。
The Lord said no.
是70 times 7.
70 times 7.
弟兄姊妹。
My sisters.
保罗会饶恕，他不会忘记。
保罗。
No, 对，彼得会饶恕，他不会忘记。
Peter can forgive, but he cannot forget.
他知道这是第七次饶恕他的弟兄。
He knew this is the 7th time.
但是在国度里面
kingdom,
在天国里面
heaven,
主的要求是什么
what is God's requirement?
不是七次乃是70times 7
Not seven, but 70 times seven.
这什么意思
what does this mean?
你不光饶恕而且你要忘记
Not only forgive, but forget.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
好像珍珠一样、
like、pearl,
当一个水珠受伤的时候
when it is hurt,
水珠啊水珠水珠
Oyster
当一个水族受伤的时候结果沙进到水族的里面他应该把沙推出去的结果他包容那个沙不光是一次两次三次不光饶恕一次乃是70times 7所以最后珍珠就形成了
so finally the pearl is born.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
do you see?
当你饶恕70times 7的时候
When you forgive 70times 7,
就证明你的弟兄得罪你70times 7
and that is your brothers offended you 70times 7
平均每两分钟他要刺激你一次
every 2 minutes you, he, the person is to offend you
这个生活你能够经过吗
can you
在教会里面弟兄姊妹
in the church,
你看见主的要求是什么
What is God's requirement?
好像每两分钟有人得罪你
But every 2 minutes, somebody offends you.
你两分钟就要饶恕他一次
And you have to forgive that person.
所以不要忘记
Let's not forget.
这个就是教会是怎么建造的
This is how the church is built.
明白吗
You understand?
今天我们看见说当我们的主预备百姓的时候
Today when the Lord prepares his disciples,
他要得着教会
He wants to obtain the church.
他怎么得着教会呢
How does he obtain the church?
第一他建造他的教会在这磐石上
And one, he builds the church upon his rock.
第二教会被建造它的尺寸是什么尺寸呢
Second, what's the measurement of the church?
乃是小人的尺寸
It is a measurement of little ones.
神要把主要把我们转回像小孩子一样
to make us like little ones.
这样教会才能够得着建造
Then the church can be built.
那么感谢主
so, thank the Lord.
现在呢你看见第四段的话
And so we now see
主已经讲完了
the Lord finished the fourth
讲到这里的时候 讲到这里的时候你就知道说国度和教会发生什么关系
so, this refers to the kingdom and the church, this portion.
弟兄姊妹请我们记得
Shall we remember?
许多时候我们讲教会我们不讲国度
Often we talk about the church, but not the kingdom.
其实不要忘记啊
But let's not forget.
在马太福音里面主在地上讲教会只有两次
In Matthew, the Lord talked about church.
No, 主在地上在只讲过两次教会
The LordOn earth, talked about church only twice.
一次是马太福音十六章，一次马太福音十八章。
Once in chapter 16 and the other in chapter 18.
但是马太福音它有50times讲的国度。
But 50 over times in Matthew talked about kingdom.
它用讲到天国，讲的天国一共是32次。
Kingdom of heaven is mentioned 32 times.
所以今天我们讲的教会
，So today when we talk about the church,
那个根基是国度。
The root is the kingdom.
所以不要忘记
So let's not forget.
我们知道说今天国度建造教会
And so the kingdom builds the church.
因为所有的材料都是国度里面的材料
Because all the materials is in the kingdom.
所有的尺寸都是国度的尺寸
All the measurements are of the kingdom.
最后教会就建立起来了
So finally the church is built.
但是不要忘记
But let's not forget.
主也是借着教会来带进国度的
The Lord also used the church to bring forth the kingdom.
所以请大家记得
And so let's remember,
在五旬节教会被建造了以后
On the day of Pentecost when the church was born,
你看见彼得把天门打开了
Peter opened the gates of heaven.
那这些人都是从天上降下来的
And these people came from heaven.
不要忘记一面他们是教会里面的人
On the one hand, they are the people in the
一面他们是天国的子民
On the other hand, they are sons of the kingdom.
所以他们好像 paratrooper 一样好像散兵部队一样
They are like paratroopers.
你明白吗？现在五旬节那一天，一百二十个伞兵从天而降，整个耶路撒冷说钉他十字架，除掉他。整个耶路撒冷好像 fallen territory 一样。你记不记得？当罗曼底登陆以前
，When Normandy was
landing， 你记得整个法国是沦陷在德国的手里面。
You know that all of France was
沦陷了，沦陷，法国就沦陷在德国，被德国占领了嘛。
Germany took over France。
所以我们知道那个时候整个的法国是沦陷区。
And so the whole of France was。
诺曼底登陆的目的，诺曼底登陆的目的就是要把法国从德国手下拿回来嘛。
And the landing of Normandy is to have to recover France。
所以六月六号诺曼底登陆那一天。
So on the 6th of June。
结果最后就把法国就拿回来了。
And they recovered France。
这是历史上非常重要的一页。
So this is a very important day。
但是在六月六号前一天的晚上。
But on the night before the 6th of June。
他们派伞兵部队就降落在法国的敌后。
The paratroopers landed in France。
结果这些盟军就得到了 beachhead。
And they obtained a beachhead。
就是桥头堡。然后呢慢慢慢慢的就扩大了他们的范围，所以你看见不知不觉的借助这些伞兵就把那些的领土就慢慢慢慢一个就拿回来了。现在他们等天亮，等着天一亮的时候，罗曼底所有的军队就登陆在罗曼底就登陆了，然后最后法国就收复了。
And then, they recovered France.
弟兄姊妹，你看见今天世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Today, the whole world is in the hands of the evil one.
耶路撒冷全程的说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
All of Jerusalem said, crucify him.
结果主说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
And the Lord said, I will build my church upon this rock.
结果阴间的门就打开了。
And the gates of Hades
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？但是阴间的门不能胜过他。
But the gates of Hades cannot prevail against him.
但是因为天国在那里产生了。
But because the kingdom of heaven was born,
你看见这一百二十个人所在的那个国度就是天国。
And that 120 is the kingdom of heaven.
他们的粮食是天上的粮食。
Their measurement is the kingdom of heaven.
他们的律法是天上的律法。
Their law is the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
You understand?
然后三千人得救。
And then 3,000 were saved.
所以你看现在的 beachhead 船头脚头堡越来越大了。
And then the beachhead became bigger and bigger.
3,120个人。他们有属天的粮食，他们的这个不光属天的粮食，而且他们的守的律法是属天的律法。他们所遵守的乃是马太五章六章七章。你看那个桥头堡又大了，所以那个天国又大了，然后五千人得救。所以弟兄姊妹，不光是耶路撒冷，安提阿，全世界各地，弟兄姊妹，教会在哪里，国度就待在哪里，天国就到哪里。所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？无论到哪里，哪里都有伞兵部队。今天在新加坡这里也有他的伞兵部队。你看见这些人都是从属天上来的，这是在天亮以前。但是感谢主，到了主回来那一天，他的脚踩在橄榄山上，请大家记得，那就是诺曼底登陆的时候。最后世界的国，世上的国就成为我主和我主基督的国。这就是教会今天的使命。
This is the calling of the church today.
让我们 no, the mission.
Mission of the church.
所以让我们记得，教会是引进国度的。
The church is
usher in. 教会是把国度带进来的。
The church ushers in the kingdom.
教会是把主带进来的。
The church ushers the Lord in.
所以不要忘记，今天神是借着教会收拾他已经失去的领土。
That through the church he recovers the lost territory.
本来就一百二十个人。 3000人都是在撒旦的奴隶底下 都在黑暗的权势底下 但是感谢主 主的福音拯救了他们 把他们牵到爱子的国里 你明白吗 慢慢撒旦就失去了他的领土 这是今天教会的使命 所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹 教会不是玩玩就可以了
The church is not play.
不是来聚聚会唱的诗歌就可以了。It's
not just to sing a few songs.
人越多越热闹就好了。Not
that many people become.
没有这件事。
No, it's not.
你看见教会乃是从军的教会。从军的教会乃是从军就是打仗的教会。They
are army. The church is a fighting up.
是 going to battle,
going to battle.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹 讲到天国一定是跟仇敌发生关系的
talking about kingdom involves the devil
所以仇敌巴不得我们没有听见这些话
so Satan wishes that we would not hear these words
但是不要忘记
but let's not forget
国度和教会是有密切的关系的
the church and the kingdom are intimately related
两句话我告在弟兄们希望你能够记得 教会引进国度
The church ushers in the kingdom
国度建造教会
The kingdom builds the church
所有的材料所有的尺寸都是根据国度的
All the measurements and the materials are according to the kingdom
所以这是国度跟教会的关系
This is the relationship between the church and the
kingdom 那就是16章到18章
And then from chapter 16 to 18
那最后我们就来到了23章跟24章
And finally, we come to chapter 23 and 24.
那这个时候呢, 我们看见国度就要显出来了。
And so now we see the manifestation of the kingdom.
所以我们的主就讲了24章跟25章的预言。
And the Lord spoke the prophecies in chapter 24 and 25.
那这和将来的国度就很有关系的。
This is much to do with the future kingdom.
这里面讲的背题。
Here talks about rapture.
这里面也讲到哀哭切齿。 所以我想我们就用最后的这一段时间 我们就一同来看将来的国度 我再说今天隐藏的国度是马太5章6章7章 国度的外表是13章 然后国度的彰显 manifestation 是在24章跟25章 那么读24章25章 大家要记得一件事 你要记得这里一共分成三段 第一段和以色列发生关系 第二段跟教会发生关系 第三段跟万国发生关系
And the third portion to do with the nations.
所以第一段呢是从第一节一直到31节
from verse 1 to 31 is the first portion
第二段呢是从32节一直到25章30节
And second portion chapter, verse 32 to chapter 25 verse 30
我再说一遍哈 是从第24章的32节到25章的30节 这是第二段
The second portion is chapter 24 verse 32 to 25 verse 30
然后最后一段是25章31节一直到46节 所以我们的主就把将来的国度怎么一回事告诉我们
And so how the Lord tells us the future kingdom
那这当然跟预言发生关系的
This is much to do with prophecy
那么第一节 24章第一节到31节
So chapter 24 verse 1 to 31
请大家记得 这里面所有的解释都是按照字面来解释的
Everything here is literal
冬天就是冬天
Winter is winter
老鹰就是老鹰
Eagle is eagle.
狮守在哪里, 鹰也必居在哪里?
Where the
28节, 28节,
where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather.
那请大家记得, 有的人问说, 这句话到底什么意思呢?
Some people ask, what's the meaning of this?
我这句话, 狮子就是狮守, 老鹰就是老鹰。
So here, the corpse and the vultures.
这告诉我们将来 哈米基顿战争的时候
It talks about the battle of Armageddon.
到处都是死尸。
Everything, everywhere is corpse.
所以狮守在哪里? 鹰也必居在哪里
so where the corpse is, where the vultures will
所以这个是指着将来哈米基顿战争来说的 所以这里老鹰是按照字面解释。
This is literal.
失手也按照字面解释。
The cocks and birds vultures are literal.
怀孕的人有祸了，也是按照字面解释。
And so the pregnant women are also literal.
安息日是安息日。
7-7.
大灾难是大灾难。田里就是田里。
Farm is farm.
山上就是山上。冬天就是冬天。逃走就是逃走。你不能够把它凌然解的。
You cannot spiritualize it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这一段是讲到以色列。
Because this refers to Israel.
讲到属地的子民。
It talks about earthly people.
所以一切都是按照字面来解释的。
So everything is literal.
所以这一段是关乎将来以色列要发生的事。
It talks about in the future what will happen to Israel.
这是第一段。
This is the first portion.
从第二段开始。
From the second portion onwards.
一共有七个比喻。
There are seven
parables.
Parables.
那比喻不能够按照字面解释的。
Parables cannot be explained literally.
那七个我很快的点一下。
The seven.
第一，无花果树的比方。
Number one, the fig tree.
这是三十二节。
Verse 32.
然后呢，挪亚的日子，这是挪亚洪水的日子，这是三十八，这是三十七节。
Verse 37, the days of Noah.
然后背题，这是第三个。
And then rapture,
然后呢？从四十三节家主的故事，这是第四个。
And the head of the house, number four.
然后从四十五节开始，忠心有见识的仆人，这是第五个。
The faithful and sensible slave, number five.
童女的比喻是第六个。
The virgins, number six.
然后这个一千五千这个按着才干受分责任的这个比喻是第七个。所以很清楚，弟兄姊妹，当你读这一段的时候，为什么用比喻呢？因为这些都是按照灵意来解释的。所以我 has to be spiritualized。所以那个 interpretation 是 spiritual 的，就不是按照字面来解释的。那么这里的夏天就不是夏天了。
So the winter is not winter.
No, 夏天，这里 summer,
summer, summer
这个夏天就不是夏天了。所以说你们就，所以当树叶发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
And so when the trees put forth leaves, then you know summer is near.
因为这是无花果树的比方。
So this is the parable.
所以无花果树不是无花果树。
So the fig tree is not the fig tree.
无花果树乃是代表以色列说的。
So the fig tree here represents Israel.
所以等到无花果树发嫩长叶。
And so when the fig tree bears forth its leaves.
那是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那是指着以色列复国来说的。
And that is the reunification of Israel.
Rebirth.
Rebirth.
那么我们知道在马太福音二十四章以前。
Before the message chapter 24.
主咒诅一棵无花果树。
The Lord cursed the fig tree.
那个无花果树是代表以色列的。
That fig tree represents Israel.
它从根开始枯干。
He was dried up from his roots.
结果以色列就亡国了。
And so Israel was finished, perished.
结果到了什么？结果他到了主后七十年的时候。
So AD 70.
你记不记得耶路撒冷被烧了？
Jerusalem was burned.
然后耶路撒冷这个以色列国呢正式走入历史了。
And Israel no longer existed.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这告诉我们说以色列亡国了。
And Israel no longer existed.
那现在呢到了1948年的时候。
Up to 1948.
你看见主的预言果然应验了。
God's prophecy indeed was fulfilled.
你看见以色列这个国家忽然复兴了。
And suddenly it was reborn.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里很清楚给我们看见主什么时候回来，什么时候将来的千年国就要来到。1948年是很重要的转捩点。所以弟兄姊妹，这个预言就告诉我们，现在我们的主回来的日子是很近很近的。但是不要忘记，这里所说的无花果树，不光代表以色列国，也代表以色列地，就是迦南地，也代表以色列殿以城，就是耶路撒冷城，也代表以色列殿。所以讲到无花果树，你要记得四样的东西。一个是国，
nation，
一个是地，
second land，
一个是城，
city，
还有是殿，
and then temple。
所以1948年，
So,
以色列不止复国，
not only was there a rebirth of Israel，
而且他们也回到他们的故乡。
They went back to their own land。
到了1967年的时候，
In 1967,
你看耶路撒冷城也回到了他们的怀抱。
Jerusalem was also returned to them。
所以这告诉我们说，
so、this tells us,
在主回来以前，
before the Lord comes back，
那个圣殿要重建的。
That temple would have to be built。
那这个时候你就知道说我们主回来的日子真的很近。所以从第32节一直到25章29节，那就和教会很有关系
了。
而这里所看见的国度乃是属天的国度。弟兄姊妹明白，你在哪里一同坐席呢？
Where do you have a feast together?
我们1000年要与主一同坐席。
For 1000 years in the millennium, we have.
我们在什么时候能享受主人的快乐呢？
How do we enjoy the master's joy?
那是国度的赏赐，就是那1000年的时候。
The reward of the millennial kingdom.
但在这个以前，
But before that,
在主回来以前，
before the Lord comes back,
有被提的事。
There is the rapture.
所以很明显的，这里也讲到被提的事。
So here, very clearly talks about rapture.
那么这些通通是讲到将来的国度。然后从31节开始，当我们主回来的时候，他要审判万民，教会已经被提了，以色列人现在他们要得救，全家得救，他们要进到弥赛亚国里面去。那弟兄姊妹，还剩下万国，现在我们的主要怎么做呢？他对那些绵羊说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
那不要忘记，这个就是地上的国了。
This is the earthly kingdom.
那这些人呢，是进到永生里面去的。
These people enter into eternal life.
那我想我稍微脚步放慢一点，
I speak a bit slower here.
我们要把这里面稍微再把它整理一下，弄得更清楚一点。
We will talk more detailedly.
那么讲到24章，我想我们点一下就可以了。
Chapter 24, we just make a point.
24章这里我们的主讲了大灾难。
24 talk about the great tribulation.
那么你读24章，你要记得，
you must remember when you read chapter 24,
这里预言的应验是twofold， 是两重双重的。
That the fulfillment of the prophecy is twofold。
因为预言呢有一个特点。
Because prophecies have a specialty。
它有近期的应验，也有远期的应验。
There's a near fulfillment and a far fulfillment。
我举个例子。
I'll give an example。
弥赛亚忽然进入他的殿。
The Messiah suddenly enters the temple。
那这是马拉基告诉我们，马拉基告诉我们的。
Malachi who told us。
就说近期的应验来讲。
From a near fulfillment。
指的主耶稣第一次来。
Talks about the Lord's first coming.
你记得他的父母不是把他带到圣殿里面去吗？
His parents brought the Lord to the temple.
这个叫做 immediate fulfillment.
Immediate fulfillment.
所以这是近期的应验。
This is immediate fulfillment.
但是还有一个远期的应验。
There is a far distant fulfillment.
那就是指着我们的主要回来以前。
And that is before the Lord comes again.
你看见在圣殿山上不是两个清真寺，乃是圣殿在那里。
You see that, On the mountain is
no on the sermon on the temple mount.
On the temple mount, it's a temple.
那你看不见两个清真寺。
You cannot see two golden lamps.
No mosque. 那么然后呢？你所看见那个时候应该就是圣殿。
You don't see a mosque, but you see a temple.
所以让我们记得，
so let's remember,
这里的预言也是这样。
The prophecies are also like this.
这里讲到圣殿一块是不留在一块石头上。
No stone will be left unturned.
这里讲的大灾难，
Here talks about the great tribulation.
有这个近期的应验，也有远期的应验。
There's a near fulfillment and far fulfillment.
近期的应验是指着主后70年，罗马把耶路撒冷拿下来那件事情来说的。
The near fulfillment was AD 70 when the Romans took over Jerusalem.
大家知道说，主后70年，罗马把耶路撒冷拿下来了。
So AD 70, the Romans took over Jerusalem.
在他们包围耶路撒冷的时候，
when they besieged Jerusalem,
刚好是以色列要过逾越节的时候。
That was the time when the When the Jews were celebrating a Passover,
结果他们都到耶路撒冷要过节,
and so they all went to Jerusalem.
所以罗马兵丁就把门就打开了,
and so the Romans opened the door.
帮他们打开的时候, 结果呢, 我们知道说以色列人就进去了,
and so the tribe of Israel entered.
结果他们就死在刀下,
and they all died under the sword.
所以这就是这里所预言的,
and so this is what is fulfilled here.
大灾难来到的时候,
when the great tribulation comes,
你们应该逃到山上,
you ought to flee to the mountains.
你们偏偏不要回来,
you should not turn back.
不要忘记这段话给基督徒听见了,
but this was heard by Christians.
很多基督徒当他看见那个城门打开的时候, 他们从里面就跑出来了,
when many Christians heard this, they fled and the door was opened.